whiskey. All the folks down in Lynchburg, Tennessee, been working hard for good old boys like me.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Health and Human Services Secretary. That's the latest Trump cabinet announcement. Kennedy is a vaccine skeptic and has said he wants to remove fluoride from the nation's drinking water. He doesn't have any medical training. Sony Salzman is coordinating producer of the ABC News medical unit.
The biggest concern that health officials, doctors that we talk to have is regarding the erosion of public trust. A lot of the statements that he makes are completely overblown. They're not based in fact.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has been nominated to be Secretary of the Interior, who would presumably take charge of the administration's stated plans to open federal lands to oil and gas drilling. The Asia-Pacific Economic Forum opening in Peru. It'll be outgoing President Joe Biden's final meeting with the group, which includes leaders of China, Canada, Australia, Japan, and others. The UN Climate Summit COP29 saying today that Shanghai releases more pollution than any city in the world. This is ABC News. Expect more interest rate cuts, but expect them slowly. That from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The concern, inflation still is sticking above the Fed's target rate of 2%. The Fed's final meeting of the year on interest rates is coming up next month. A Texas man now accused of trying to help ISIS.
At a Southwest Houston pizza restaurant, word of the arrest of Anas Saeed came as a shock.
I've been working with him for a month, and he's actually like a really nice person.
Says his boss, Joanna Gonzalez. But in dark corners of the web, says FBI Special Agent Doug Williams Jr.
He bragged that he would commit a 9/11 style attack if he only had the resources.
Anas Saeed, born in Houston, faces up to 20 years in prison if he's convicted of trying to provide material support to ISIS. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Turns out the far side of the moon was once lit up by volcanoes. New research based on lunar soil scooped up by a Chinese lander shows evidence of volcanic rock dating back about 2.8 billion years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Lakeland Nordic Ski Team will be hosting a community-wide winter and outdoor gear swap event at Lakeland Union High School in Minocqua on Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Not only is this a great event to pick up some winter gear for yourself, it's also an opportunity to clean out some of your gently used outdoor recreational gear and get paid for those items. Cross-country skiing not your preferred winter activity? Don't worry! The event will also have items for sale such as snowboarding, hockey, ice skating, ice fishing, biking, snowshoeing, and lots of other gear and winter accessories to get you active in the outdoors and keep you warm while you're doing it. Anyone interested in dropping off winter gear or equipment to donate or sell, swing by Friday, November 15th, 5:30 to 8 p.m., or Saturday, November 16th, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Lakeland Union High School. The Lakeland Nordic Ski Team has the right to refuse any item. Payment for all sold items and any remaining gear will be available at 1 p.m. after the event. Any items not picked up are considered a donation. Purchases made with cash are preferred for all swap-related items. Credit cards or Venmo will also be accepted but will incur a service fee. All items brought to the event must be clean and in good condition. And the Lakeland Nordic Ski Team will receive 30% of all sales. Proceeds help support a local youth-based cross-country ski club by funding expenses such as race fees, coaching assistance, safety training, transportation, uniforms, and other rising operational costs. Once again, this is Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lakeland Union High School in Minocqua. Next week, temperatures are expected to dip. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has some tips.
And with colder weather right around the corner, be sure that your furnace is ready to keep you safe and warm. Oil and gas furnaces should be inspected every year. Be sure to change your furnace filters regularly and install carbon monoxide detectors. Remember that carbon monoxide can't be seen and you can't smell it. Making sure that everything's functioning properly can save your life.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks head to Charlotte. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Hornets at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow night. Giannis Antetokounmpo was once notorious for missing shots from the free throw line, but Wednesday he was 16 of 17, 94% on the way to 59 points in that overtime win over Detroit, sinking two critical shots to keep the game alive.
I've never been scared to go to the line my career, even if I miss 10 in 10. I don't think I've ever shied away from contact and the free throw line, even when I airball a shot or whatever. But, you know, once you see the ball go in, now you have a little bit more rhythm.
A busy weekend in Madison for the Badgers. Wisconsin hosting number one ranked Oregon tomorrow night at Camp Randall. Tonight, the men's basketball team against Arizona at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, obviously a lot going on Friday, and obviously a big weekend on campus too with Saturday night's football game. But coming off the week we had, I thought we got better as the week progressed.
That's head basketball coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And stick around. We're going to talk more sports with that guy right there, Mike Clemens, coming up a little bit after 8 this morning. Take a deep look into that Packer-Bear game on Sunday. Mike Clemens joins us live this morning at 8. Sports This Morning is brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy, 50. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, windy, partly cloudy, 52. On Sunday, sunshine, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
98Q Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine, all mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess
guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your fiddling bee at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. I'm a lady in a long black dress, but she won my heart. It was no contest, with a ruby red lip, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. The auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love and laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. I'm the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
With you guys, I go to bed with you too.
Ooh.
Don't tell my boyfriend.
98Q Country.
Our Walmart at home was on national news. This like 3 years ago. Get this, y'all might have seen this. A lady went grocery shopping at Super Walmart, Schillinger Road, Mobile, Alabama. She got home and was putting the groceries away. The baby was playing in them. A live snake came crawling out of a bag of potatoes. The baby saw this snake and thought it was a gummy worm or something and tried to eat it. Yeah. But now the baby did not get bit. But anyway, the mom was putting stuff up and turned around and there was a live wiggling snake hanging out of the baby's mouth. So she freaked out and called 911. Well, they released the tape of the call and it is hilarious. It's a female operator. She goes, 911, what's your emergency? And the mama blurts out, my baby bit a snake. So there's like a pause on the tape because you can tell the operator's trying to decide if she said it backwards because she was wigging. She goes, did a snake bite your baby? No, ma'am. My baby bit a snake. I swear to y'all, the operator goes, was y'all at church?
Happy weekend.
Beautiful Friday.
So what is going on?
This is going to be a relaxing weekend.
All right. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun.
This year's People's Sexiest Man Alive is John Krasinski.
Bring it on, Tom Sexty! Sexiest Man Alive!
Hell right, hell right. Everybody's throwing down on a Friday night somewhere in America. There's a bottle to burn and a fire to light. And you ain't done nothing if you did it halfway. If you're gonna raise hell, then you better damn raise hell right. Hell right, hell right.
Trump also said that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new effort called the Department of Government Efficiency. The job is to help cut wasteful government spending. And who knows more about wasting a ton of money than the guy who spent $44 billion buying Twitter? Yeah.
I can't believe we're even talking about this. This is madness.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks. But it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby. Touch like crazy, racking up the overtime. gonna rock it right. No need to talk, I know what you want and what you like. Cause I do too, yeah, I love how you leave on the lights. Not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift, baby. When you're working on the night shift, baby.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
And I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
But 22, I think at the time, I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor, had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby,
beer joint with a few of the guys, with this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room.
Online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Now, since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely. Keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings. Slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, just sit in silence by myself. Turn this house into jail. Dying slow in a living hell, but love's got a funny way of keeping score. And you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober. All bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I'm having a record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime. A pounding on this heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs and the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, and I'm stuck here having a record year. Save me, I drop it in the groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscover red-headed stranger. Got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year. Put a notes and hang. Having a record year. Yeah, I'm having a record year.
Eric Church in 98Q Country, good Friday to you. Hope you are well. Hope your weekend has some good things going for it. We are going to be, I mean, there is cooler weather. I love it when meteorologists in general are just shocked at the, and are surprised and say, brace yourself for the weather to come, the winter weather to come that we know is just a part of being in northern Wisconsin. But what I say is, I say enjoy the day today, because temperatures are going to be pushing that 50-degree mark here today, and anytime we can get that, it's kind of a nice treat. We're probably going to have an interesting mix of deer hunting. The 9-day gun deer season is kind of set up for an interesting mix of weather, with temperatures, you know, not severely cold, but, you know, it looks like we're probably in for a rain mix or something a few days of the gun deer season. I don't see any dashes in front of numbers. So I think for deer hunters, nobody wants to see that. Typically, an ideal day would be, you know, 30 degrees. Maybe that's even a little warm for some of you old bucks in the woods. But we don't need 50, that's for sure. So we'll get that out of the way today, tomorrow, Monday, maybe even Tuesday. Temperatures 45, 50. And then we'll see some cooler weather with temperatures generally in the 30s, starting later next week and running right through the gun deer season. Again, that could change. Will we get a snowstorm? As your morning guy, I'm just like to be honest with you. The temperatures are just going to be too mild for a major snowstorm. I mean, we may have periods of some snow and slush, and it may get interesting at times to move around. But when you're looking at daytime highs, 30, 35, it's just not going to happen. You need that temperature to be at a point where the snow hits the ground and just says, "Ooh, it's not only that was not only a cold venture to the ground, but it's cold in the ground too." And then you got something going there. Today, by the way, is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day today. I'm not sure. Is it just me? Is it a surprise that this is just a once a year thing? I don't know. I mean, hang on. We got to test out the volume of this. Give it one more try. There we go. All right. Austin is in the studio. He's here this morning at the 98Q Studios for the main goal of cleaning out the refrigerator. It is National Clean Out the Refrigerator today, Austin.
I love the implication that there was such a problem that they had to declare it a national holiday to get people to do it.
Well, yeah, I was, my younger days of being a bachelor, I found interesting things in the back of my fridge that when I touched them, they almost, I think one bit back at one point.
Yeah, you start to realize maybe this is where alien life forms come from.
And you realize that just because something is inside of a Tupperware container doesn't mean that it's not going to accumulate bacteria and still turn into an interesting shade of the rainbow.
And then you have to stare at the Tupperware for a while and wonder, is this worth opening and cleaning, or do I just throw this out?
Yeah, that's a decision to be made. Do I just throw the whole thing out? If it's like a Cool Whip container, you just chuck it.
Yeah, if you can't see inside of it and you don't know when you put it in there, just throw it. Don't even bother.
If it's an expensive piece of Tupperware that you recently got, then you might want to clean it up. Clean it up a
little
bit.
Maybe. Depends what you have in it.
Never had a problem with this when I was young because not every Sunday, but every two or three Sundays, we had garbage pizza day where my mom would make a crust, and then we would just clean out the fridge and throw it on the pizza.
Huh. We were always more of a soup family when it comes to leftovers.
Yeah, it works too. Makes for an interesting soup.
Yeah, you can go through. Didn't we have this a month ago? Don't worry about it.
It'll heat up. Yeah,
it's been boiled.
Heat kills bacteria. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it get rid of that color, though? No, probably not.
Here, have more Tabasco.
Yeah. So go ahead and do what you got to do. Dig into the back of the refrigerator. Clean that out. You're going to need room for Thanksgiving.
While you're in the fridge, maybe take a peek inside your freezer, too, to pull out that ham shank that's been in there since, like, 1982.
That ham shank?
That's an actual cut of meat.
A shank.
That is.
Okay. So while you're doing that tonight, you may or may not want to have the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight on your TV. That'll be on Netflix, by the way. So it's not a big pay-per-view event. If you got Netflix, you can watch it. Mike Tyson is 58. Jake Paul, I think, is 29 or 30, something like that.
Something like that. I don't pay much attention to him. I'm not really into that kind of a scene.
Mike Tyson said he's bringing the devil himself into the ring with him.
I mean, seeing how he's been training versus how Paul's been training, yeah.
And Mike Tyson also said that he made a comment about he doesn't care who's in the ring that he's fighting against. He said, if my mom was in the ring, he didn't go farther than that, but he said, if my mom was in the ring.
Wait a minute now. There's some home problems you want to talk about.
Yeah. So Mike, he's got problems. Mike Tyson slapped Jake Paul in their pre-fight weigh-in last night. But they apparently are good friends, and there's kind of, I think maybe they get the feeling that this fight isn't going to bring in the money they want because Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are friendly and friends. So I think they said, they probably agreed, hey, how about I slap you during the weigh-in and we stir up a little controversy here. And probably what happened.
Something like that. Publicity stunt.
Mike Tyson needs the money. I mean, he's always kind of gone through his life of spending. When he gets a lot of money, he spends a lot of money. And now he needs some money. So this is why he's doing it. He's 58. And he's going in the ring. I don't know. I just don't know about Jake Paul. I don't know if I'd want a piece of this. I don't know.
Yeah. He probably shouldn't.
Mike Tyson. I mean, when you look at his physical part of Mike Tyson, he's still pretty powerful.
Well, and considering that Tyson has all that experience and Paul's been boxing for how long?
Yeah, and Mike Tyson is just, he got the I don't care attitude. I mean, he's just in there doing whatever he can. I mean, he bit a guy's ear off once during a boxing match, so.
I later heard that he returned the ear to him eventually.
He did. I mean, he is a nice guy. He is a nice guy, but he's got a lot of the other stuff going on there, too. We're going to talk sports. Mike Clemens is going to join us live a little bit after 8 here this morning. We haven't chatted with him in a while, so he will join us here on the morning show twice an hour. We get you news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Health and Human Services Secretary. That's the latest Trump cabinet announcement. Kennedy is a vaccine skeptic and has said he wants to remove fluoride from the nation's drinking water. He doesn't have any medical training. Sony Salzman is coordinating producer of the ABC News Medical Unit.
The biggest concern that health officials, doctors that we talk to have is regarding the erosion of public trust. A lot of the statements that he makes are completely overblown. They're not based in fact.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has been nominated to be Secretary of the Interior, who would presumably take charge of the administration's stated plans to open federal lands to oil and gas drilling. The Asia-Pacific Economic Forum opening in Peru. It'll be outgoing President Joe Biden's final meeting with the group, which includes leaders of China, Canada, Australia, Japan, and others. The UN Climate Summit COP29 saying today that Shanghai releases more pollution than any city in the world. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Merthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. It's been 30 years since the iconic show Friends first aired, and this November, the American Red Cross is asking donors to gather their friends and be there for patients by making a blood or platelet donation. Eligible individuals are encouraged to make donating blood a priority, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets. To celebrate 30 years of Friends, all who come to give November 18th through December 8th will receive two pairs of custom Friends plus Red Cross socks, while supplies last, in partnership with Warner Bros. Discovery Global Consumer Products. Donors can keep a pair and gift a pair. For more details, visit redcrossblood.org/friends. Those wishing to help patients make memories this holiday season can book a blood or platelet donation by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-733-2767. Those who come to donate through November 17th will get a $10 e-gift card to Merchant of Choice, plus be automatically entered for a chance to win one of two $7,000 gift cards. Upcoming donation opportunities in the local area include Mellon on the 2nd of December, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mellon High School, and Glidden from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on December 3rd at the Shawamiga Middle School. Make sure you take a look up at the night sky this weekend. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what's so special.
It's the last of four supermoons of the year on Friday, where the full moon will appear 30% brighter and look nearly 15% bigger as it moves closer than normal to Earth's orbit. If you miss it, you'll have to wait a while to see it look like that again, until October 7th of next year. That's when we'll get three supermoons in a row. It'll move close and look big again on November 5th and also December 4th. This one on Friday is also known as the Beaver Moon, because it's when beavers are most active, prepping for winter, building dams, and gathering food. And next month's full moon is called the Cold Moon.
Unfortunately, in typical Wisconsin fashion, it is scheduled to be partially cloudy tonight. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
The Bucks head to Charlotte. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Hornets at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow night. Giannis Antetokounmpo was once notorious for missing shots from the free throw line, but Wednesday he was 16 of 17, 94% on the way to 59 points in that overtime win over Detroit, sinking two critical shots to keep the game alive.
I've never been scared to go to the line in my career, even if I miss 10 in 10. I don't think I've ever shied away from contact and the free throw line, even when I airball a shot or whatever. But, you know, once you see the ball go in, now you have a little bit more rhythm.
A busy weekend in Madison for the Badgers. Wisconsin hosting number one ranked Oregon tomorrow night at Camp Randall. Tonight, the men's basketball team against Arizona at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, obviously a lot going on Friday, and obviously a big weekend on campus too with Saturday night's football game. But coming off the week we had, I thought we got better as the week progressed.
That's head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hello, this is Lena from the Northern Pines. Stop in for lunch Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 11:30 to 2:30 and receive your senior discount or a military discount.
Heckman Auction and Estate Sales presents the Mario Barbera Online Auction at 211 Maple Street in Hurley, Wisconsin. Online bidding is live now and ends on Sunday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Preview in person on Saturday, November 16th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Barbera Residence on Maple Street in Hurley. Nearly 300 lots, including slabbed coins, collectible currency, and two like-new mobility scooters. A four-wheel travel 1,000-watt scooter with just 7 miles and a Baja 300 scooter with 72. Visit HeckmanAuction.com and download the free app. Heckman Auctions. Heck yeah!
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin is everything you need for the fall hunting season. Check out the 2024 Wicked Ridge and 10-point crossbows, including one that shoots up to 515 feet per second. With bear season open and deer season around the corner, stock up on wildlife research products like scents, deer corn, and apples coming soon. Grab a new or used shotgun for waterfowl and stay warm with stormy Cromer clothing. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips for all your hunting, fishing, and sports gear needs.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar go further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15, next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit The Butcher and the Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy, 50. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, windy, partly cloudy, 52. On Sunday, sunshine, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
98Q Country.
Something out of all this hurt.
believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
Time, break down, summertime, middle time, anytime. She was looking pretty fine, real like, green like. Go all fired upside downtown. She was shaking me all around. I was tuned in, going nowhere. Second wind, Jones and drooling, feeling good if you would. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 19, she's a big old third. By now she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway I choose, I got nothing to lose. I was looking for the wind, just trying anything. Hey, baby, where you been all my life? I've been looking for someone like you. Fallin' head over heels, hey, what can I do? Oh, yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 19, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Any way I choose, I got nothing to lose. T-shirt,
breaker, breaker, 19, the big old bird.
By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. Oh, yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 19, the big old bird. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose.
Time, down, time, break down, summertime, middle time, anytime. She was
Josh Grayson, he's got nothing to lose. 98Q Country. Are you getting ready for the hunting season? Bader Sports Center, you get on in there. They have some real big, ooh. I took a little peek this morning at some of the ad copy and some of the stuff they got going on leading up to the big event. Go to the BaderSportsCenter.com webpage or go to Bader Sports Center Facebook page for more details and get out there and get into Bader Sports Center. All the stuff you need and some really, really fun stuff going on sale-wise here in the next week leading up to the Deer Hunters Roundup. Our Deer Hunters Roundup page is on the website, is still under construction, but there's a few things on there. There's some pretty funny photos. Well, I don't know about funny, but hunting appropriate photos of your host of the Deer Hunters Roundup, and they're still building up some of the backside, our photo gallery and stuff on there, but there's a few things on there if you want to check out the Deer Hunters Roundup page at 98qcountry.com. We're going to talk all things sports. Mike Clemens, it has been a while since we've caught up with the guy who follows the Packers and the Bucks, and he's in the locker room and stuff. He's going to join us. He's going to talk a lot about that Bear-Packer game on Sunday. He's headed down to Chicago. He'll join us in just a little bit after 8 here this morning.
98Q Country.
In the meantime, here's Kane Brown, his wife Caitlin, and Thank God at 98Q.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, 'cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Thank God. Thank God.
perfectly in mind. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. I couldn't ask for more.
Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me.
Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey Jenny Wilson. Great station.
98Q Country.
Redneck. The boys round here don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and what they call work of digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice-cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. Aw, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that y'all and southern drawl, and just can't help it cause they just keep falling for the boys round here. Back and shoot a back and spin.
Ooh, let's ride through the countryside. Let's ride down to the riverside.
Hey now girl, hop inside.
Let's ride.
Me and you gonna take a little ride to the river. And the crickets is the only sound. We out of town.
That's right.
Have you ever got